Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, we have the Newton Girls Head Track Coach, Rochelle Tipton. And Rochelle, thanks for chatting with us now. You're on a little bit of a break here. Earlier this week, you had two back-to-back meets, a couple third-place finishes, and now you're off until, about Thursday of this coming week?
Yep, off till next Thursday, and we'll go back-to-back again with conference Thursday night and then Cardinal Relays Friday night.
Yeah. Nice to have that home meet, though, finally coming up on their schedule, isn't it?
Yes, it'll be nice. Hopefully the weather actually cooperates and we can have our home meet because, yeah, it was very upsetting to lose the last one. It's just, it's a disappointment. The kids like to run, at home. They like to run in front of their family, and it's a good chance for us to get a lot of the athletes involved, too.
Yeah. So during this little break, how are you approaching it? We're quite a ways into the season. You've had quite a few meets here. So how are you approaching this little layoff?
We've got a few athletes that, we're going to be resting a little bit or taking a little easier just to make sure that they can finish out the season strong. But the other ones, we're still going to just keep doing good, strong workouts. A lot of things we're aiming for state. And so we got to be ready to still go at state and, make sure that we're hitting our best then. And so that's this week and next week is that good training ground for state. So
Had a big Drake Relays event here, of course, every year. And you had some athletes make that, too. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we had three events qualify, which was really exciting. We had Lauren Clark individually in the 100. And then we had two relays with the 4x1 and the shuttle hurdle. And then they all came away with great performances there. Lauren tied her best that got her into Drake, running it there. And then the 4x1 and shuttle both dropped time.
Yeah, both season best for those two, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Okay. So you think they have a chance to move on to state too as well?
I would definitely say the shuttle has a good chance, so does Lauren in the 100 and the 4x1. We're at a tough district, but that also, I think means that even if we're not second with an auto, first or second with the auto bid, that we're going to still have the times to get the just qualifying by time.
Yeah. Where is the district meet at?
We're going to be up in Mount Vernon.
Okay. That's a little bit of a drive.
A little bit, but that's all right.
What's some of the tough competition up there?
Mount Vernon is in. Yep. Yeah. But then Solon and Williamsburg are kind, and then Grinnell's got some of those good sprint events.
Okay. So you've been up against those a couple times. Not maybe Mount Vernon, but definitely familiar with Grinnell, I think, right?
Yep. We've seen Grinnell a few times. Okay. We just saw Williamsburg at Grinnell. And so, yeah.
Okay. All right. How are the field events coming along?
Field events are coming along good. That's our throwers. I know Addie's been doing really well. She's just about every meet seems she's gotten a personal best and shot, and that's not even really her main event. So, but it's just nice to see her having progress there. Abby's been consistently in the 15s. I know she's aiming to hit 16, so hopefully she can do that next week.
Have you been able to avoid any injuries? Really haven't had a whole lot of injuries, have you, this year?
Nothing too crazy.
Knock on wood. Especially this time of year, you don't want to knock on wood.
But yeah, we do have a few that are just kind of right on, and so that's the ones we're going to kind of be resting a little more than not, or at least, doing their training, like cross training instead of on the track, just to help them get through the end of the year.
Also, we want to congratulate you on your coaching award, Fellowship of Christian Athletes Award.
Thank you. Was
that kind of unexpected, or did you? I know I saw a picture of you getting the award. Did you know that night already?
Yeah. So that night, I did know that I was going to be recognized. I didn't really know until about the day before that I would actually be going up on the stage to get it.
Okay.
I was surprised with it at a practice. They announced it to me at practice.
Nice. Did any of your team get to go with you, or was it just you up there?
There was a couple of ones who were there because they were helping with the event through FCA. So, yeah.
Okay, good deal. Anything else you want to say about the team at this point in time?
Just that they've been working really hard, and it's been exciting to see that hard work pay off. Obviously, there's still three big meets coming. Well, four big, because the home meet's always fun, and we always want to go out and win that. But we've got conference and state qualifying and then state itself these girls have some big goals. And so, just helping them get through that and helping them, be relaxed to get it instead of pressured to get it.
Have you felt that this team's kind of met the expectations you had going into the beginning of the year?
I'd say, yeah. And exceeded in other places. So, okay. Yeah.
Good deal. All right. Well, best of luck going forward, and we wish you success, and hopefully we can get a whole bunch of girls qualified for state. That'd be great, and some conference wins as well.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Rochelle Tipton joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, the Newton Head Girls Track Coach.